And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. As you heard just recently, the Festival of the Arts started off today. There are lots of events taking place throughout the week, the weekend, and into next week. You can find out more online at College of the Arts. And the Bach Lunch Series kicks off on Friday with a performance by Les Frères Michaud in Parc Sanssouci. They will be performing from noon until 1 o'clock in Parc Sanssouci. In Lake Charles, opening tomorrow, Tuesdays with Maury, the play directed by Carolyn Woosley. The play is being performed at the Imperial Calcasieu Museum Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. Tickets will be available at the door. And the Iberia Performing Arts League will open Spamalot on March 14th. It will run through the weekend and the following weekend at the S&E Theater in New Iberia. Tickets are available by going to the website, ipaltheater.com. The Cherry Orchard opens tomorrow evening in Burke Hawthorne Hall Theater. It will run this weekend and next. Tickets are available online. You can go to the Performing Arts website and get tickets for the Cherry Orchard, or you can get them an hour before each performance. It will run Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and there will be a Sunday matinee on the final Sunday. Also, the Vagina Monologues will be performed on the 14th and 15th on the UL campus in Oliver Hall, room 112. That will be at 7 o'clock. Tickets are available through the Eventbrite site, which is vdayullafayette.eventbrite.com, or at the door. Proceeds will benefit Faith House of Acadiana. The Acadiana Repertory Theater continues its run of The Seabirds by William Oram at Theater 810 in downtown Lafayette. Performances this week are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Tickets are available through the Theater 810. You can call them or go to the Eventbrite site. The Abbey Players Theater continues its production of the play Art by Yasmin Oreza. Tickets are available through abbeyplayers.com. And tomorrow evening in Lake Charles, there will be an open reception and gallery talk at the historic City Hall Arts and Culture Center. That will be at 6 o'clock. The Notre Dame High School Drama Club presents Snow White and the Seven Dwarves Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Grand Opera House of the South in Crowley. The Lafayette Farmers and Artisans Market at the Horse Farm will be open this Saturday from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. Will feature music. Local musicians Gina Forsyth and Jan Boney will be leading this Saturday's Cajun Jam. And a reminder that with Festival of the Arts, tomorrow night at the Hilliard Museum, Dickie Landry will be honored. That will be from 5 until 7. And Art Tech Fusion will take place at the Acadiana Center for the Arts on Friday, March 14th. That will be a variety of performances and demonstrations by students here at UL, and they will honor Keith Saunier on Friday also. The Acadian Memorial Foundation will have their annual Memorial Heritage Festival and Wooden Boat Congre. That will be in St. Martinville this Saturday from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. The event is free and open to the public. The Kaplan Arts Council will have their annual brunch this Saturday from 9 a.m. until noon at the Kaplan American Legion Hall. And Seed to Skillet will have their first workshop of the spring at Vermilionville this Saturday. It's called From Fruit Tree to Fermentation. That's 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. You can register by calling Vermilionville. The Lafayette Parish Public Schools Talent Showcase opened this past weekend with their visual arts exhibits, which are up through the month. Their music performances begin this Saturday, March 15th at 12 o'clock. In Cité des Arts, there will be a vocal and songwriting presentation, and at 2 o'clock on the side stage, there will be another presentation as well. Those will continue throughout the week. This Saturday, the 15th, the Acadiana Center for the Arts, the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra will perform Mahler's Resurrection Symphony, and we'll be speaking with someone from the symphony tomorrow afternoon about that concert. And Leah Grafe will be doing her Sunrise performance this coming Sunday, March 16th at 7 p.m. You need to register and get tickets for that. They only have space for so many, so if you're interested, please call and reserve a space for the Sunrise Jazz performance. And stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We'll be joining NPR's All Things Considered in just a moment.